And with that straight sets victory over her sister Venus, Serena Williams won her 23rd Grand Slam singles trophy. The triumph at the 2017 Australian Open meant that Serena Williams moved past Steffi Graf to become the most successful female player since tennis became a professional sport in 1968. It was the seventh time that Williams had claimed the title in Australia. She's also won Wimbledon seven times, the US Open six times, and the French Open on three occasions. It would seem churlish not to mention that she's notched up 14 titles in the doubles with Venus at all four Grand Slam venues. In short, a remarkable woman. And her exploits in Melbourne last January were all the more extraordinary because after the tournament, she revealed that she was expecting her first child. Alexis Olympia was born on September the 1st in the United States. And soon after, Williams said she would go to Australia to defend her crown at the Australian Open, which starts on Monday. However, the season's first Grand Slam event will be without the women's champion. Following an exhibition match in Abu Dhabi on the 30th of December, Williams said she wasn't at the necessary level to win a 24th singles title, and she pulled out of the Australian Open. For someone used to holding the prize, it was a logical decision. Serena Williams doesn't usually come to a tournament unless she thinks she can win. Mark Buckingham's a chartered physiotherapist who's worked with many of Britain's leading athletes. He told me that becoming a mother at 36 will carry pros and cons.
Naturally, you heal quicker when you're younger, and a decade does make a big difference, as any athlete will tell you. However, she is probably more conditioned now than she was in her 20s. She's more conditioned to being the top-level athlete, and she's also learned much more about her body and what it takes to compete at that level. So she knows how much she needs to do rather than trying to do everything just in case she has to do that. So she'll athletes, as they get older, usually get very much smarter about how they train and how much they do. So she will have all that 10 years worth of extra knowledge of what she needs to do, and she'll be able to cut out all the extraneous stuff and just really concentrate on the stuff that matters. So yes, you've got that benefit of youth, but she's also got the benefit of experience.
Now, I know you've worked with athletes over 20 years. They've come back from injuries and all kinds of things. And obviously, pregnancy isn't an injury. Having a baby isn't an injury. How much does the mind matter in something like this?
Huge. Discipline as much as anything, and that listening to the body, that ability to listen to how they feel is the key to it, because the main factor when you're coming back from being pregnant is the effects that relaxin, which is the hormone that makes your ligaments very much more lax and flexible to allow the baby to come out. It's how much that affects your body and how much, therefore, you have to accommodate that and allow it to heal up. Now, a lot of it depends on whether and how much of that relaxing hormone there is and how long it lasts in the body. And it can last up to 5 months, but it's very much variable. It varies a little bit if you're breastfeeding as well. What that does is it then means that your joints are not as well supported, as not as well stabilized by the ligaments, which means, therefore, you have to work harder with your core strength, your muscles, to stabilize those joints. But, you know, remember, Serena is a superb athlete. She's a fantastic athlete, and she will have maintained all those things all the way through. And she will have been keeping fit almost up to the moment of labor. So what she then's got to do is to really listen to how she feels. And again, the benefit of being 36, not 26, is you've got a real understanding of your body. And so she'll be able to feel when things aren't quite right and what bits she needs to work on. And actually, if she does feel fine, then she can push it. So that discipline, that mental discipline of mind over matter and treating this not as an injury, but just as another challenge that she's taken on, that's the key thing for her.
Two-time champion Victoria Azarenka will also be missing. She's involved in a custody battle with the father of her 14-month-old child, Leo. While Williams and Azarenka deal with very different postpartum problems, Simona Halep will head the women's field. Caroline Wozniacki is the second seed, and she'll begin against Mihaela Buzanescu from Romania. With the absence of Williams and Azarenka, there's a good chance of a new name on the women's Trophy. Of the 128 women competing, only Angelique Kerber and Maria Sharapova have hoisted the Daphne Akhurst Memorial Cup. Kerber beat Serena Williams to win in 2016. But since then, she's gone from world number one to number 21. Sharapova's title came 10 years ago. Back then, the 20-year-old Russian saw off Anna Ivanovic. Now she's returning to the venue where she fell from grace. 2 years ago, Sharapova tested positive for the banned substance meldonium during the Australian Open. She revealed her sloppiness during a press conference in Los Angeles in March 2016.
For 10 years, this medicine was not on WADA's ban list, and I had been legally taking the medicine for the past 10 years. But on January 1st, the rules changed, and meldonium became a prohibited substance, which I had not known. I was given this medicine by my doctor for several health issues that I was having back in 2006. I made a huge mistake. I know that I face consequences, and I really hope that I will be given another chance to play this game.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
Sharapova was banned for 15 months and returned to the tour last April. She's now 61 in the world. She'll be playing her first round match against the higher-ranked Tatiana Maria from Germany. If the world number 47 sees off Sharapova, it will be a surprise. But then last year's tournament offered up a very big surprise.
It's a challenge from Nadal. It was called good. It's game, set, match, Federer if it's good. And it is!
Roger Federer beat Rafael Nadal in 5 sets to claim the 2017 title. It was Federer's 18th Grand Slam triumph. It was a stunning victory because Federer had been out for 6 months to nurse his injured back. He was seeded 17th. Nadal also had some injury problems, and he was the 9th seed. Nadal's a top seed in Australia this year, and he'll start his campaign against the world number 83, Victor Estrella Burgos. Federer will play Aljaž Bedina from Slovenia. Nadal and Federer are part of the so-called Big Four, along with Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic. Murray's going to miss this year's Australian Open after having surgery on his hip, and Djokovic is coming back from 6 months out with a problem with his right elbow. Murray and Djokovic are also fathers to youngsters. Federer's got 2 sets of twins. At 36, he says he's got his family backing.
Wonderful team. My wife's totally fine with me still playing. She's my number one supporter. She's amazing. Yeah, I love playing the big stages still. And I don't mind the practice. I don't mind the travel. So, and because I'm playing a little less, actually I get more time in return. And I feel like I'm working part-time these days almost sometimes, so which is a great feeling.
So Roger's the family man. But to give Serena her due, it's really not the same thing. Mark Buckingham.
It's not. But nonetheless, the thing that, you know, as an athlete, you're at that level, you have to devote every second of every day on doing everything you possibly can to be the best you can. And, you know, the time-honored phrases of it's all about the 1%, it's all about getting the full out, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours sleeps, it's getting those naps in the afternoon, it's having the time to recover. Well, of course, if you've had children, you know that that just puts a big bomb in the middle of that lot, and the idea of a full night's sleep and being able to just concentrate solely and entirely upon you is not always there. So obviously there's less pressure on the men because they've not got the breastfeeding side of it all, etc., etc. But nonetheless, it really does ruin your routines, and so again, your concentration and ability to recover is often affected by it.
So that's it then. The men have it easy. We'll keep you posted as soon as Mother Serena returns from baby duties. I'll be back on Sports Insight duties next week. My thanks to Nicholas Doro for studio production. From me, Paul Myers. Ciao.